I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in Nebraska as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread. But those reported totals may be undercounting the actual number of cases because the number of tests being performed each day is down significantly compared to last fall. Infectious disease expert Dr. James Lawler at the University of Nebraska Medical Center said the state is not testing enough. Iowa's COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to rise in the last week, testing some facilities' capacity. The Iowa Capital Dispatch reports the largest share of hospitalizations, 21%, now involve patients in their 50s. State records also show variation in vaccination rates by county. For example, in the Des Moines area, more than 52% of residents in Polk County and Dallas counties are fully vaccinated. Just 24% of Sioux County residents were fully vaccinated as of Monday. The rate was even lower in nearby Lyon County. 63% of Iowa's hospital beds were in use as of Monday, and about 70% of intensive care beds were occupied. That's based on 126 hospitals reporting to the federal system. And coronavirus cases are climbing in South Dakota, but the number of hospitalizations from the virus dipped. The Department of Health reported 182 new cases, pushing the tally of people with active infection statewide to 1,355. People hospitalized in South Dakota with the virus dropped to 73 over the weekend. And Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott indicated during yesterday's city council meeting he's prepared to vote on a fireworks ban. The Sioux City Journal reports Scott did not say whether or not he will vote for or against an all-out ban on fireworks within city limits. This after concerned citizens came to the council with their concerns surrounding fireworks. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.